Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:10 British Summer Time. Again, another interesting day here in the markets. Particularly, we have seen some strength creep in here into the dollar. That's not terribly unexpected. It has been quite weak over the last 10 days or so. That did lead me though to get stopped out of my euro. I think I had the tight the stop a little bit tighter than I had than I thought I had, but it led me to look at the markets. And with gold having failed to break through 450 last week, and it came off quite abruptly earlier on today, I took my profit in gold and the New Zealand dollar as well. But these are things that I think I will, well, I'm hoping I'll get an opportunity to buy back a little bit cheaper in the coming days. But if they don't, I think I'm not going to jump right back in right away. I do think this is it's turning into a bit of a risky time in the equity markets. I'll talk about that again in a second. But looking at this dollar, if you look at the dollar index chart from the chart library, once it's updated later on today, you'll see that this upward move in the dollar hasn't really broken the downtrend at all. It looks a little bit bigger on the euro because there was that fairly important resistance around the big number 125, but and it has come back a bit there. Euro is currently down 77 points at 123.64, so it is off quite a bit today, but that needn't necessarily be a complete reversal. We'd need to see some pretty strong action coming in there in the dollar, and we haven't seen really strong action here just yet, particularly against the other currencies, because against the pound sterling, we're still over that 180 level. We're almost at 181. It's down 49 points at the moment, and against the yen, it's only down 11 points at 109.27, so still below that 110 level. And those being fairly key levels on really quite big currencies. Against the Aussie dollar and the New Zealand dollar, the trend is still intact. I took my profit in the New Zealand dollar, but I don't think that's I don't think that that uptrend has really been broken just yet. I think really my move is more of a precautionary measure, trying to protect the profits. I'm getting married in November, so I'm trying to optimize my profits as much as I can to pay for the wedding. Then, moving on to just a couple of other currency pairs, the euro yen pair has or yeah pair has really come off quite a bit today. That's another downward dynamic. It's broken the uptrend now. And euro yen has really been going up for a good 2 or 3 months now, and this is quite an important move. So that's quite a lot of strength creeping in here into Japanese yen. And of course, that a lot of people are looking at the Japanese market at the moment, particularly the Nikkei, which has maintained that break above the 12,000 level. Second section, which has failed to make a new high. The last 3 days, it has just been right underneath that 3,800 level. I'll post this chart tomorrow. If we see a break above the second section, that'll be another confidence building measure, but we haven't seen that quite yet. So that's something to keep an eye on. But as long as it maintains this break above 12,000, that's going to be pretty bullish. If it breaks below 12,000, then that's going to be a confidence destroying measure, really, and we could see it to lose some of those gains really quite quickly as people pile out, just like they started to pile in right now. But moving on to some of these other Asian markets, and you'll see from the interesting chart section today that there was quite a few downward dynamics in Asia. This is definitely a warning shot across the bows as regards other developed markets, particularly Japan and Hong Kong haven't seen these downward dynamics. But if you look at, I think it was Indonesia, then Malaysia, they had really big downward dynamics. Taiwan looking really quite weak, and Singapore. Singapore, I'm not particularly worried about. It did come up really quite quickly, and this is a developed market, and it doesn't move quite like the Indonesias, Malaysias, and Taiwans of this world, although Taiwan is also a developed market. I think Singapore could quite easily come back to 2200 and still maintain that long-term uptrend. So, but with these downward dynamics, this isn't a warning shot across the bows. These are generally leading markets. And what we have seen in Europe and the US over the last couple of weeks is definitely a loss of momentum. So when we had two good upward dynamics, for example, in the DAX, and it's giving those up slowly now. So it is able to make new highs, but it's not really able to capitalize on them. So we are seeing a loss of momentum. If we start seeing downward dynamics in the US or in Europe, that could be all she wrote for at least a little while. So when we said that these markets were overextended, we're now seeing a little bit of loss of momentum. We are getting into a little bit of a dangerous period here, so really time to tighten up the stops. Now, moving on to commodities. I just want to have a quick word first about the soft commodities, and you'll see that soybeans chart that I posted there today, broken a little bit of support here, and the other grains are looking fairly similar. So we are seeing a little bit of weakness creep into the soft commodities. Cocoa, depending on which of the charts you look at, I think that in London it has broken that sort of medium-term support, whereas in the US I don't think it has. I'm just going to pull up the US chart right now and have a look. And cocoa has broken through the sort of the 6 or 7 month support, but there is a little bit more underneath it in the US. I think in the UK it's right on support right now. If we see a break, that could show us quite a bit more on the downside. These are particularly cocoa's one to watch for that first upper dynamic, and that'll be a good signal to us when to buy it. These are very volatile, and they have been falling quite a bit recently, so they are going to be coming into buying ranges pretty soon. I'm not talking about days, but definitely in the next couple of weeks. These are almost certainly going to show us some sort of a buy signal. And that is definitely one to watch. Again, these soft commodities particularly are ones that you really would only consider buying once they've had the proverbial knocked out of them. So just keep an eye on those ones. Precious metals, with this little bit of dollar strength coming in here, gold is down 390 right now. It's at 442.30. And just think that a couple of days ago it was up near 450, so it is coming off quite a bit. I guess that has something to do with the miner strike being resolved in South Africa, but it's also the dollar strength coming in a little bit. Hopefully I'll get a chance to get back into gold that little bit cheaper. Platinum has had a really quite a whopping day on the downside today. It's down 18 at 905.2, so that's quite a big dynamic on the downside, and I'll be looking to see if 900 holds. If I see it down around 900 and steadying up, I think I'll buy some more. But at the moment, I'm holding on to that one. Silver is right at the bottom of the range. It's down 12 today at 697, and I think that's one to watch. I mean, it has been trading in a range for about 6 months now, so that's there could be quite this could be quite a good opportunity to pick up some silver. Some of the industrial metals are really looking quite nice. Lead in particular, it's not doing particularly great today, but it is holding the gains from Friday, and that was a good upper dynamic on Friday. So it does look like this sort of medium-term downtrend we've seen in some of these metals does seem to be coming to an end, and we do have a backwardation in quite a few of these. You'll see those in the chart library. Nickel as well. Nickel is often the leader. And nickel is also moving really quite well at the moment. So these are looking, and they are cheap, comparatively cheap at the moment at least, definitely below where the bottom of the range has been over the last year and a half. So industrial metal is starting to look much better. Copper at the moment, a quote in the US, is up 315. It's at 170.75, so very strong in copper. And that there's a massive backwardation there as well. I'm sort of rueing the day I just didn't buy more of it when it got knocked down a bit last week. So that's pretty much it on the metals. Looking at the bonds, treasuries are down 7 today at 115.24, but that was a really good rally they put in on Friday from the bottom of the range around 114. So it's a little bit early to say whether they're going to to go back up to the top of the range around 116, 117. But at the moment, I think you'd have to give them the benefit of the doubt. Treasuries are looking reasonably good. Bunds, on the other hand, haven't r really broken the short-term downtrend, and they're down 13 points at the moment. Excuse me, they're up at the moment. I looked at the wrong line. They're up 6 points at the moment at 122.23, and gilts as well. Now JGBs, which really had the stuffing knocked out of them last week, had a good upper dynamic on Friday or a Thursday, which cancelled out the one from the day before. They were pretty steady in here today. I think it's a little bit early to say that they're going to go back up, but definitely keep an eye on the JGBs. And I think that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything at all that I can do to help improve the service, please don't hesitate to contact me. Actually, I'm not finished because I didn't mention oil yet, and oil is currently down $1.21. It's at 65.65. Now that's quite a bit further down than it was when I started doing the audio. That's almost completely knocked out what it did on Friday. If we saw a little bit further movement on the downside there, if it closed below Friday's lows or into the range from Thursday, that would be good action to tell us that at least we've got an ending in the short term. Natural gas is down 13. It was down quite a bit more than that in early trading, but it's made up most of it. So doesn't look like it's the end quite yet for natural gas. But these things are in secular bull markets, and they're definitely ones to pick up when we get any kind of correction. So it's just a ca case of watching for the corrections and buying afterwards as soon as we see any kind of upward dynamic. But that is the end from me. So anything you need, please don't hesitate to contact me, and thank you very much for your time.